Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight, we talk about the impact that yoga and mindfulness can have on our children as well as ourselves. We talk also about how tragedy can inspire us to take charge of our lives and create something special for the bettering of our children, our community, and ourselves. My guest this evening is Prabha Sinha, who has established the Pratyush Sinha Foundation, a nonprofit foundation to honor the memory of her son, whose life was lost in September of 2011. To help us learn more about the work of the Pratyush Sinha Foundation and the upcoming yoga festival, which is to take place at Moravian College on Saturday, July 22nd, is my guest this evening, Prabha Sinha, who is taking yoga and mindfulness into the schools and community of the Lehigh Valley. It is a pleasure to welcome Prabha Sinha to help us to take charge of our lives on WDIY.
Thank you, Ellie. Thank you for having me here.
Well, I think you have a wonderful foundation here. And how did you begin to get the idea to take yoga into the schools and the community?
So after I lost my son, obviously, as you can imagine, I felt totally lost. From the beginning, I knew that I had to devote my life to yoga because my son had been pushing me in that direction for a long time. He had told me that I need to start living my life, and he knew how much I loved yoga, but I was too scared to make a full commitment to living yoga completely because I was in a corporate job. And
what were you doing in the corporate job?
I worked for a publishing company. In the estimating and budgeting department. So it was not definitely a different field. But I was teaching some part-time yoga classes in the evenings. But I knew I wanted to do it full-time and just didn't have the guts to do it. To give up my secure income and a regular job, and my son would always push me towards that. So I knew to honor him, I had to do that. Plus, all my life, I had wanted to serve the community, serve others, and never again had the guts to do it. So after I basically losing everything, because my son was everything to me, I realized that I had to find something to live for, and which was something he had wanted me to do. And I needed a reason to get up in the morning. So it took me a little while to get myself together. So by October 2012, I started offering two free classes in Allentown at the Boys and Girls Club and at the Caring Place. And from there, we've evolved to now having 10, 12 teachers teaching for us, taking yoga and mindfulness into schools.
So you teach now, you bring yoga into the elementary school?
Yes. So we are from elementary school to high school. And one of the later realizations I had was that we could not help kids in isolation. So we have expanded our mission to include the community. So we also have yoga classes in prisons, in community centers, recovery centers. So that has become part of our effort to provide the environment that children can flourish in. because our original or heartfelt desire and core belief, I think, of everybody is that every child has the potential to lead a happy, healthy life.
Can you give us some examples, let's say from your experience with elementary school children, how yoga has influenced their lives, how you have seen a change take place in their lives, and perhaps some reports that teachers have given you or parents?
Yes, there's actually a lot of examples of that. The wonderful part is that the kids, when they experience those moments of silence and clarity through the various practices that we take into the classroom. So it might be just a minute of focusing on the breath. And after that, I will hear from the kids, and my teachers also report that. The kids will say, oh my, it felt really, really good. It, you know, all the thoughts in my mind stopped. Or sometimes the kid will say, oh, I feel sleepy, because they feel so relaxed after that. We have kids reporting that, my brother or sister was, shouting, and I asked them to calm down and take a few mindful breaths. Or they go home and they practice it with their parents. So it's been amazing. In the high school, I've had also amazing reports where this one little, she's a high schooler, but to me she's little. She really tough girl. She in one of the conversations, she reported that now when she becomes aware as the anger builds up within her. When things start to trigger her anger, she's aware of it. And she's able to then focus on something else rather than the negative emotions that are coming up. So
That's an amazing accomplishment.
Yes.
Recognition, particularly since at that age, young people are not always necessarily interested in learning
right.
what you have to teach them.
Yes,
that's isn't that
right.
accurate?
Yes.
But you really came through, and she really caught something
mm-hmm.
that was very important to her.
Mm-hmm.
And that was through the yoga.
Yes. Through the mindfulness practices. So.
And when you say mindful practice, what are you referring to?
So we go into the classrooms. So at the elementary level, we go in for 15 minutes. And we do various practices. It could involve focusing on the breath, focusing on some sounds, focusing on some anchor words, like uplifting words. And or it could be sending kind thoughts first to yourself and to others. So it's about creating empathy, compassion. And these are things that help the students not only to focus better in school, but it also helps in self-regulation. So like the older girl said, she becomes aware of her anger. So stimulus happens to all of us, triggers. And most of the time, we just react to whatever is happening. But the mindfulness practices bring in that pause or space between the stimulus, and then the reaction, instead of being a reaction, becomes a response.
And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. And my guest this evening is Prabha Sinha, the founder of a nonprofit, Pratyush Sinha Foundation, that is taking yoga and mindfulness to Lehigh Valley schools and the community. It's a very interesting thing. What you have really done is to help children and young adults in high school, young people in high school, to stop the spontaneous response, the spontaneousness.
Yes.
And they are learning to catch hold of themselves and recognize when something is going wrong.
Yes.
Most times they are reactive.
Right.
And what you have taught them is to hold on to the reaction and consider responding.
Yes.
And responding takes thoughtfulness. Reaction is no thought. But you are teaching them to become aware of what they're thinking, their feelings, and to stop and not to, quote, react.
Yes.
But to respond.
Right. So our natural instinct is to fight, flight, or freeze. And so this applies to everybody, not just kids, to anybody and everybody, right? But when we become aware of our thoughts, so mindfulness is not absence of thoughts. It's an awareness of thoughts. So once you're aware of what's happening in the mind, the thoughts that are coming up, they become responses, and you're able to take responsibility for your life. So responsibility for your thoughts, your words, your actions, even your character. And from that, I'm just quoting people, you know, learned people from years and years of practice. So this is attributed to Buddha. This is attributed to Gandhi, to a lot of different people. So, you know, basically taking control of your thoughts, words, habits, character, destiny.
And it's also about pushing the negative thoughts away.
Yes.
It's we get control when we recognize that we are having negative thoughts and negative impulses.
Yes.
And what you were teaching the children and members of the community in prisons and in various organizations, you're teaching them to recognize when this is a negative experience, and you're teaching them to hold on and convert it and to take a breath, breathing, and to do something positive with it, or to at least neutralize the negativity.
Right.
Would you agree with that?
Right. So usually our minds are like the accelerator in the car. So we're on, you know, that full accelerator mode most of the time. But what we do with the mindfulness, we insert that brake, so which we need because we can't be accelerating all the time.
That's an excellent example.
Yeah.
And so this is seems to be very helpful to children as well as other members of the community in prisons, et cetera. And we're going to talk more about the mindfulness, and we're going to talk more about the yoga and the Pratyush Sinha Foundation and the upcoming festival that's going to be taking place in July when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, call 610-694-8100, extension 6, or visit our website, wdiy.org.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. This evening, we're talking about the impact that yoga and mindfulness can have on our children as well as ourselves. And I'm talking this evening with my guest, Prabha Sinha, who has established the Pratyush Sinha Foundation, a nonprofit foundation to honor the memory of her son. And there's going to be a festival, a yoga festival taking place in July. What date in July?
Yes, the yoga festival, Lehigh Valley Yoga Festival, is on July, Saturday, July 22nd, from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. at Moravian College in the Hoppert Union Building, as well as the Priscilla Hurd Academic Complex. So we have actually five different venues of events happening throughout the day.
And what kind of events are you anticipating having?
So, basically, this is the festival is about representing all facets of yoga. So not just the physical practice that people identify yoga with. Yoga is a lot more than that. So we have talks on roots of yoga, on Ayurveda, which is a sister science of yoga, ancient medicine from India. We also have meditation practices, yoga nidra. We have sound healing. We have...
Does the sound healing include drumming?
So drumming is... We have a drumming session too. So that's separate. Sound healing is actually with crystal bowls. Singing bowls. So a person's going to be ringing singing bowls while you're laying and resting. So it's a totally healing process where you're not doing anything except laying down.
And listening to the crystal bells.
To the singing bowls,
yes. The singing bowls, right.
Yes, yes. And then we also have a talk on yoga art and writing workshop. We have, like I said, the drumming. And we also have all different styles of yoga classes. So from acro yoga to kundalini to ashtanga to vinyasa yoga. We have gentle yoga. We have restorative yoga. So it doesn't matter what kind of yoga you practice. I can guarantee that you'll find something that you can come and attend and enjoy, as well as taking all of the other offerings that we have. So we'll have vendors there. Of course, you know, we also are offering participation in Bollywood dancing.
Oh, and Bollywood dancing?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
And this is going to be for adults?
Yeah, it's for adults, yes, but children are welcome, accompanied by adults. Children under 14 are free, and it's $45 ticket now, and at the gate it'll be $50. And I do want to mention that 100% of the proceeds from the festival go to our programs in the Lehigh Valley. So we, like we've been talking, we take yoga and mindfulness into the schools and a lot of after-school yoga clubs. Just yesterday we had yoga at the Grass Mountain Ranch Summer Camp, which is also a nonprofit that is a space for animals that are, you know, have been abandoned and are at threat. So, yeah.
So this is a very interesting program that's going to be available for families.
Yes.
With children, would you say up to 14 or 14 and above might be interested?
How would actually, we even sometimes have younger kids if their parents are, you know, have exposed them to those kind of activities. They do join in, yes, the drumming, the music. We have kirtan and the music.
And so, what about food?
Yes, we do have some food vendors too, and so yeah.
Now, are the food vendors Indian food vendors or American food vendors? How does that work?
So That's a good idea. Maybe I'll explore that. But yes, we represent health and wellness. We have healthy food vendors. So one of them is Shankara, which is a vegan restaurant here in Bethlehem, and the other is a food truck called Bland Life. And so it's all going to be healthy vegetarian food offerings there.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
So again, it's going to take place on Saturday, July
22nd
from
9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. And like I mentioned, five different venues of events going on. So from a vigorous yoga class, you can go to a yoga nidra or a workshop.
What is a yoga nidra workshop?
Yoga nidra is a guided meditation / relaxation. You're laying on your backs and being led through a guided relaxation and meditation. Yeah.
Well, that sounds very interesting. That sounds like it would be good for teenagers, for adults.
Everybody.
For everyone, for all.
Yeah.
And the cost is $45 per adult, and children 14 and under are free. Is that correct?
Yes, right.
Give us another example of a workshop that's being planned. That sounds very interesting. How long, by the way, does each workshop last?
So the workshops range from an hour to 2 hours. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Give us another example of a workshop that was, you mentioned the Nidra, which is a relaxation.
Right.
Give us another example.
So we have drumming, and we talked about drumming, but why I want to bring it up again is drumming is a great mindfulness exercise.
Oh.
Yeah, we're actually even taking it into our mindfulness classes. So what, again, if you have any idea of how that works, you're basically beating on the drums, and your mind cannot be anywhere else.
Ah, and do you provide the drums?
Yes.
So people who do come in will have drums provided for them.
Yes.
So that the, and do you drum with your hands or do you drum with drumsticks?
With the hands, but the person who's drumming, who's leading the drum circle, is going to be bringing other hand percussion instruments that, you know, if you don't want to drum, you can play those.
So that should be a very interesting session. Give us another example.
One
of the workshops.
Yes, so Ayurveda, I mentioned, it's the ancient sister science medicine from India, and it's as old as yoga. So Ayurveda is all about science of the body and how the body functions at its optimum. So it's about finding balance between in your lifestyle by eating the right foods, living the right lifestyle.
You talk about the kind of foods that are most helpful, most helpful to the body. Can you give us an example of?
Sure. So it's focused on digestion. So it's digestion of food, and so not just your digestion of the gut, but digestion of your mind too. So how you process your thoughts and emotions affects your mind. So the food you want to eat is the food that is most suited to your composition. And we are all composed of natural elements. So just like in nature finds balance. We have to find balance between the natural elements within us. We have all different varying elements between us.
Now, do you help people to find their individual balance?
This is an introduction to Ayurveda, but if they want to get more into it, there are other resources in the valley that people can explore. It is a very interesting and balancing lifestyle to explore.
Now, if people want to get in touch with you or to register, give us some information. How do we contact you? Do we register online? Do we register on the phone? How can we do this?
For the festival, you can register at lvyogafest.com. Buy the tickets via PayPal on the website. We also have tickets on sale at some yoga studios in the Lehigh Valley. One of them is West End Yoga, also Sky Yoga, and then Yoga Size 2 in Quakertown. If you have any kind of problem, we are easily accessible either by phone or email. My number is 704-608-5558. And you can also reach, for any questions about the festival, you can email at lvyogafestival@gmail.com. You can reach me through that email, or you can also contact us through the information on the foundation website, which is pratyushsinhafoundation.org. I'm going to spell it out.
Okay.
P as in Peter, R as in Robert, A as in Adam, T as in Tom, Y as in yellow, U as in umbrella, S as in Sam, H as in Harry, Sinha, S as in Sam, I, N as in Nancy, H as in Harry, A as in Adam, foundation.org, PratyushSinhaFoundation.org.
And again, the festival will take place on Saturday, July 22nd at Moravian College. Is that correct?
Yes.
Right. So this is a wonderful opportunity to introduce oneself to yoga, to the philosophy, through the various classes, and it's open to families with children 14 and under. Children are free. Is that correct?
Yes.
So this is a wonderful opportunity to become familiar with yoga and to get balanced in our lives, mm-hmm. and to free ourselves from the negativity and concentrate on the positive. I want to thank you, Prabha Simha, for helping us to take charge of our lives by understanding that yoga and mindfulness in our schools and community helps children achieve their full potential by teaching them transformative life skills through yoga and mindfulness techniques. The Yoga Festival will be held at Moravian College on Saturday, July 22nd, and 100% of the proceeds of the festival go to the foundation. Mark the date on your calendar and enjoy a double good deed, the enjoyment of the festival and helping of the foundation to continue its mission to bring yoga and mindfulness into the schools and community and in helping our children fulfill their full potential. Remember the date, Saturday, July 22nd at Moravian College, and just give a telephone number once again.
704-608-5558.
And the website?
lvyogafest.com.
Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.